Good morning. It's good to see you folks here today. I want to thank the team for leading us in our worship this morning. You folks are doing a tremendous job, and I so much appreciate what's happening, and not only in your music, but in your lives as well. What a blessing. This morning, I want to speak to you a little bit about the subject of how to be optimistic. You know, we're looking at a lot of things in this world that are negative. We're looking at a lot of things that are just kind of down and want to bring people down. I don't know if you have been watching any political debates and that kind of thing. There's been an ongoing, what's the word I want to use? Campaign, I guess, for the next president for 3 years. And it's going to continue through the next five, whatever happens in the fall. And so, you know, and that quite often gets to just be a bunch of negative Nelly type of stuff. And, you know, the good news is we don't have to campaign for Jesus. We don't have to be involved in those kinds of things. We just simply need to be open and yielded to Him and allow His Spirit to control our lives. I want to share with you this morning a few little things that we can do to begin to change our mindset away from negative critical thinking to positive optimistic thinking. And hopefully these little steps will help you in your life and help you to make some adjustments towards being the kind of a thinker that God would have you to be. So I'm going to ask you to please open up your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3, the second verse we want to begin with, and we're going to jump around a bit here today, but Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, and we're going to actually read verses 1 through 4, but I want you to notice in particular verse 2. Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank you for the great promises that you make in your word. Promises to set our affections upon your kingdom. And Lord, how your blessings will come because of that. Thank you for your promises to walk with us and to go with us in every circumstance in life that we find ourselves. Father, thank you for the amazing grace that was sung about so beautifully this morning. And for the way, Lord, that you desire to use us in the building and the advancement of your kingdom. Now, Lord, let our hearts and our minds be fully open to you so that we might reflect your glory this morning. And we'll give you thanks, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Many Christians wonder if it is even possible anymore to be optimistic, to be positive in the way that we view life, and even to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that this that this world affords us. And instead of looking at things through glasses that are darkly colored, we need to look for the light that comes in Jesus Christ and look for the positive aspects of life so that we can be able to be an influence and an impact for Jesus Christ. The first thing that I want you to notice in regards to becoming an optimistic thinker is the fact that we need to think about that which is good. Allow our minds, if you will, to be filled with that which is good. In Philippians chapter 4, the 8th verse, the Apostle Paul gives us a prescription for proper thinking. And as he is going in that particular verse, he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure and lovely and honorable and trustworthy, if there's anything good about things at all, let your mind focus on these things. Let your mind dwell on that which is good." You know, that becomes a personal choice that we make. We choose how we're going to think in this world. We make those choices. Circumstances don't make those choices. Situations don't make those choices. We make the choices as to how we're going to view this life and God's call for us to live in this life. And that's what Paul is talking about in that fourth verse, in that eighth verse of chapter 4 of Philippians, because he's giving the command, let your mind. Let your mind. You are the one that's in control. So you may think garbage, or you may think greatness. You may think trash, or you may think treasure. You are the one who controls what you allow your mind to focus on. No one else can control that. Others may try, but you are the one who controls your mind. Think about the things that are good. What are some of those things? Well, it was sung this morning, God loves you. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Let your mind think about the love of God and what He has done to show His love to you. Another thing that you can think about are the things that are wholesome and the blessings that get poured out in your daily life. The fact that your feet hit the floor this morning, believe it or not, is a good thing. You are still alive. You are still a person of hope. Let your mind focus on those kinds of things. Think on the things that are good. Secondly, if you're going to have a more optimistic outlook on life, look for the good. Actually look for it. We are a society that is constantly filled with negative messages. All the time. The news media is just pumping out all of that which is negative. I had mentioned, I believe, to our men's Bible study group one night about, wouldn't it be amazing if for some bizarre reason, some network would decide, you know what, we're going to put on a nightly news show that's nothing but good news. Wouldn't that be awesome? It's going to be nothing but good news. A half hour a day. We already get 24/7 of all of the garbage that's going on. What about a half hour of nothing but good news? But you know what? We have to look for the good. We have to search for that which is wholesome and that which is honorable. Hebrews chapter 12, the second verse, kind of gives us a direction in that. It says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look unto Jesus. Jesus is good. Jesus is amazing. Jesus is our shepherd, our guide, our leader. He has died for a positive influence and impact on our lives. And so let's look for the good. Let's look to Him. Jesus, how can I have a change of my mindset, my direction, and then seek out what He wishes for our lives? Even Christians today look for the bad. They only see the faults and the failures in other people. They dwell on the negative side of life. But God wants us to be optimistic and to look for that which is good. For us to love Christ with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. And in the process of love, which, by the way, love is good, and in the process of allowing the love of God to fill us to overflowing, then we can begin to see the opportunity in others. We can begin to see the good in other individuals. We need to look for the good. Number three, if we're going to be optimistic, we need to listen to the good. I was driving in Erie. It was this past fall. It was a very warm day, and I was driving in Erie. I'd gone up to the hospital, and I had my window down, and this car pulled up beside me at a red light. And, you know, the boom, 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 you know, of the bass speakers, that car was shaking, and there's these three or four guys, young guys in that car. And I mean, the whole thing was just rumbling. And the language that was coming out of those speakers was absolutely horrid. And isn't it amazing how those things get interjected into our path and into our mind? There was a song that, in that few short seconds of that red light, there was a song about immorality and murder. And even though I rolled up my car window, I could still hear it. And that kind of thing just kind of gets your mind going in the wrong direction. And so then we have to practice the Philippians 4:8 principle of pushing those things out and allowing our mind to focus on that which is good and wholesome and honorable and trustworthy and of good report. But we make that choice. We literally have to look and listen for the good in order to have good be a part of our life. The next thing, if we're going to be optimistic, we need to talk about the good. Have you ever been around a negative Nelly? You know what a negative Nelly is? I mean, everything that they talk about is negative. Just makes you want to hang around them, doesn't it? Just, no, it doesn't. Makes us want to get away from them. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a negative Nelly, that's the reason you don't have very many friends. If everything that you talk about is negative, oh, poor me, I have it so rough. You know, if you're going to be that type of an individual, people are going to stay away from you because they don't want that in their lives. Instead, begin to make that change in your life and talk about the positive things in life. Do you know Jesus? If you know Jesus, talk about Him. He is positive. He is wholesome. He's honorable and trustworthy. Begin to talk about those kinds of things. Negative Christians complain and they find fault continually. They discourage other people and they disappoint other people. And to be absolutely honest with you, they disappoint God. God, who pours out His life for us, does not want us to be negative, critical individuals. He wants us to be wholesome in our speech and positive in our speech. And it's an amazing thing when you talk with an optimistic Christian and they're talking about God's goodness and His graciousness and His greatness. Those individuals bless our lives. And they give us a greater sense of resolve to follow God. Speak in positive terms. Be an encourager. And you'll be amazed at what God is able to do in your life in making your thoughts optimistic. And then number five, and this is the last one, you need to go to the good. Go to the good. Christians should protect their conscience and their influence. They should avoid going to places that are questionable, or lead people to think questionable things about their character and their nature. Christians should always be above board in the things that they do and in the entertainments that they seek. They should be going to places. They should avoid going to places that are questionable or are morally degrading. If we are faithful to go to God, He will be with us now and He'll be with us in the life to come. Keep your life pure before God. Avoid those places that are going to drag down your spirit or possibly negatively influence someone else who's observing your life. Folks, as believers, people are watching us. They're paying attention to who we are. And do we live the things that we say? And so it's important for us to follow Christ. It's important for us to be faithful to God, to keep ourselves above question and above reproach. And if we'll do that, God will use us in a positive way and He'll build His kingdom through that. Would you please stand? Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your affections on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth." Set your passions on the things above, not on this world. Set your goals on accomplishing the will of your Heavenly Father. You'll have peace. You'll be optimistic. Your faith will grow. Your influence will be greater. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank You. Thank You for all that You provide for us. Thank You that You are so good and honorable, that You are so amazing, and that You care about each and every one of us. Now, Father, I pray that You would help us to focus upon all that is good and wholesome, to be able to be Philippians 4:8 thinkers, to push out of our minds that which is negative, critical, even filthy. And Father, help us instead to dwell in your dwelling place, to focus upon your goodness and glory. And Father, as we walk through this life with you, we'll have the promise of your presence forever. So please give us guidance and direction, faith and hope. For it's in the awesome and the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for being here. Please give us a moment to get to the back. Have a great day in Jesus.